Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, it's Wednesday. Here we are on Workshop Wednesdays. And as I like to look at it, at this part of the day, I'm on my way up the hump, right? It's hump day here in the middle of our week. And if you're in the Houston area, like I am, well, the hump started a little bit early this week. We had some incredible rainstorms and flooding, and you know, my heart goes out to the people that lost people in the floods and lost their homes and everything else out there. So I hope everyone will take time out to just say a prayer for the people that have gotten in a terrible situation from all the rain here in Houston, and some people even lost family members in it as well. So my show today is awesome. You know, every week I feel that way, but today is a really special show for me. I have a guest today that I've been following for about 5 years now, so I'm real excited to finally have him on the show. But before we get to that, I want to talk about a couple of things. Last couple shows, I was talking about March Madness and how we set our goals in the beginning of the year. And, you know, we headed out in January 1, and we were just heading down that road trying to complete our journey. And as we go through January, February, March, now we're in April, okay, we go through a period of time. You know, like myself, I was blown and going in January and February. March seemed to slow down, and you know, then I remember that I was supposed to look back over the months previous. So when I see March Madness come, I had an idea to talk about March Madness. And for me, I know, folks, I know this is basketball, college basketball, and what I like about that whole concept is that a Cinderella team can come from nowheres and win it. And how awesome is that, that we live in a world where no matter what your ratings are, you still have opportunity to gain success in any arena. Well, I look at the business owners, the entrepreneur, the same way. No matter what you are believed to be able to do, or what people might think of you, or where you look at on your ladder of success, the opportunity for you to come out against all odds and be very successful and even win the final game or be successful that year is there as long as you're willing to step after it. So couple of things I wanted to talk about, and it reminded me of it this week with the storm that we had, is we never look back, it seems, on the month that just passed to see how we did so that we know what direction we're going to in the next month. And what happens is by June, we surely don't know where that piece of paper is that we wrote our goals down on. We don't even know if it's in our desk, in our drawer, if it's even available anymore, or even if can't even remember if we did write it down or what it was we wrote down. So it's overwhelming, and we just start all over again. Well, there's 6 months wasted. So as I look at yesterday or this week's storm here in Houston, I look at the fact that, well, it was the worst rain we had here in the area that I've been in 18 years that I've lived here. So how could I prepare for that? Well, I don't know that I could. Who knows anything like that's going to happen, right? But some of the things that I learned from watching the news, if it's raining that bad and they say do not go out unless it's an emergency, that means stay home, right? Follow that concept. And if I look outside my window and my street's full of water, well, it's probably not a good idea to go walking in the water because who knows what's inside of it, right? It's dirty water. So there's a lot of things that we could see at the time if we choose to look. And in a storm, you know, it gets your attention because there's all kinds of things going on. The neighbors are outside. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen. But how about the storm that we live in as a business? You know, every day is kind of like a storm. The only difference is the neighbors aren't outside asking you how it's going. They don't really much even care or know that you're in a business. And sometimes we're the best kept secret because of the way we run our business. So listen, I'm not trying to pitch anything at you here. Except this, you need to sit down here April 20th and understand what you've done so far. How's it been going? What do you need to correct? What do you need to keep doing? What you need to throw away? Who you might need to gain as a coach, a mentor, or someone to model yourself after. How can you gain access to more? How can you be better? And how can you improve yourself? These are questions that you need to ask yourself not every month, but every day. I mean, you know, I always say that God put mirrors in your house for a reason. It had nothing to do with makeup or hairspray. It's all about taking a deeper look at what you're doing and where you want to go. Now, sometimes you have opportunity to meet people like my guest today, Daniel Hall, who is a author, a speaker, a consultant, a coach. He's done a lot of things. He's got a huge community. He knows how to build relationships with people. He knows how to take those relationships and turn them into valuable opportunities. But he just didn't learn that overnight. He spent a lot of time doing it. So wherever you're at in your business today, don't get discouraged, okay? Maybe it hasn't gone the way you planned. But the only good news about that is you have a chance to make good from the mistakes that you've made if you will stop and look at your mistakes. So here it is, April 20th, and we're rolling right along. You know, the rainstorms come and go. The sun's going to come and shine. The snow's going to melt away depending on what part of the country you're in. Things happen, but the time just keeps moving. So it's really important that you find a minute or two every day to evaluate what you put on paper. If your to-do list is really worthwhile, and why? Are the steps that you're taking making you successful opportunities? And if they're not, why are you doing them? And just if they're not, doesn't mean that you're not going to do them, but just have to know why. You have to take an examination of yourself. So I'm here to tell you that I know that's the hardest thing in the whole wide world to do, especially if you're an entrepreneur, because entrepreneurs have a certain way of thinking. They're pretty smart. They don't have to work for anybody. They can work for themselves. And that's not far off from the truth. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at a professional football team, being as we're here in Texas, we'll just pick on the Texans. If you put the quarterback on the field all by himself, nothing can happen except injury. But if you bring the other 10 players out, if you make the whole team get out there, not only could he get a first down, maybe score a touchdown, but he might be able to win the game and even make it to the Super Bowl. But no one knows unless you bring the whole team. So if you're out there and you're fighting it alone, get some help. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, I don't have the money to do that. It doesn't always take money. What it takes is time to decide what you need help on. So there's a lot of resources out there that you can look at and gain knowledge from. There's things that you can do that will allow you to know where your weakness is so that when you do spend some money, you're pinpointing the process. So you understand where you're going to go, how you're going to go, and why you're going to do it. And that will allow you to be better. So I hope that you will take some time out to do that, okay? Before we get into the second quarter of the year, understand what's happened so far. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a commercial break. First, I'm going to give you the information. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever you want to go, type in Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone. Love to connect with you. If you want to be a guest on the show, go to workshop-wednesdays.com and bring your value to the show. Let us know what you've done, the mistakes you made, how you've overcome them. We'd love to hear that. So that gives the other entrepreneurs out there listening opportunity to know that they can make it as well. You can always connect with me by going to tony@tonygambone.com. And as far as my guest today, as I mentioned, Daniel Hall is an author, speaker, consultant, coach, lawyer. He's graduated from Texas Tech University. And I'm real excited about this because, well, I was introduced to him through some friends of mine. Not him personally, but a book that he wrote. And it made me decide to follow him. The book was called Speak and Cruise for Free. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want you to go to DanielHallPresents.com. Get warmed up for this. You can call into the show 347-989-1363. You can hit me up in the chat room or on Facebook inbox if you have questions. And you're a little shy, you don't want to just come right on the show. But we're looking forward to our interview, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. If you're just joining us, my guest today is a gentleman by the name of Daniel Hall. And as I mentioned, he's an author, a speaker, a consultant, a coach, a lawyer, and sometimes a blogger. Now, he's done a lot of things, okay? He's also created, he is also the creator of the popular Real Fast training programs designed to help authors, speakers, coaches, consultants, trainers, internet marketers, and entrepreneurs effectively grow their businesses faster and profit more efficiently, effortlessly. Excuse me. So one of the things I want to mention here, okay, if you're listening to this show, you fall under one of them titles. So I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pencil. Start taking some notes as I introduce you to Daniel Hall. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Tony.
Our pleasure. I personally am a little excited because, as I mentioned to you previously, I was introduced to you by some friends of mine who told me that they went on a cruise and they got the cruise for free. And I was like, okay, tell me the what's the catch? And they said, we read this book, and we went on a cruise, and we spoke, and we were able to cruise for free. So at the time, I was running networking groups and speaking to a lot of business owners, and I'm like, well, okay, I'd like to do that. And they said, well, we'll bring you this book. So they brought me the book, and I asked them, I said, what did you guys speak on? And this is why I'm telling the story. This is kind of funny, Daniel. They spoke on knot tying. They had a knot tying class on a cruise line, and they said that they ran out of rope and they ran out of room, and it was a success. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You taught knot tying. Who goes to a knot tying class? And so at the end of the day, I started looking at that, and of course, I signed up for one of your webinars and went through that process, bought the book, and handed it out to a few different people as well. But I was very intrigued on how you could actually speak on a cruise ship and cruise for free, and not only by yourself, but bring, you know, your spouse or a friend with you as well. So I got to ask you, whatever made you come up with that idea?
It was one of those inspired thoughts that flashed across my brain, and I thought, I wonder if the cruise lines, actually the whole story, Tony, is that I bought a cruise, and I wanted an upgraded cabin, because I didn't buy the best cabin. It was like, I don't know, the third deck or whatever, and I wanted a better cabin, so I was looking for an upgrade. But the way my mind works, I didn't want to pay for an upgrade. I would rather sort of barter or trade my ability to speak, and so that's where I first got the idea. So I called the cruise line, and I basically explained what I was doing or what I wanted to do, and I had prepared a list of what I consider to be pretty provocative, pretty cool titles for talks. Now, mind you, I had no experience as a speaker, okay, before this, and I didn't really know about all the topics. I mean, I had some cursory knowledge of some of the topics, but I thought, well, I'll give this a go. So I called the cruise line, and the phone rang like a half a ring, and the exact person within the cruise line that I needed to talk to picked up on like the first half ring. And I said, hi, my name is Daniel Hall, and I am scheduled on such and such a crew, this ship on this date, and I would like an upgraded cabin in exchange for an opportunity to speak to your group. And then I just basically hear dead silence. I hear nothing, right, after I sort of make this kind of 30-second pitch. And then the lady comes on, she says, well, I'm really interested in, and she named one of the topics, and the topic she ended up being really interested in was one called eBay Gold, the Neophyte's Guide to Making Money with Online Auctions. Now, mind you, this is back in 2001, somewhere in there, where, you know, eBay was a big doggone deal. It was news, cutting edge, if you may recall, but that's what she said. She said, but the next thing she says, well, we don't do upgrades, sorry. But if you would like to come on to the cruise and audition that topic and that speech, we'll, you know, evaluate you. And if we like you, we will include you in our enrichment program, at which time you will be able to take a free cruise, not only with yourself, but also a traveling companion. And I then went silent because I couldn't believe my ears. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? I didn't say that, of course. I was thinking that. And, of course, it took me a New York second to say, of course, I'll be happy to audition. And I did. And we went on, and they loved me. We did a little, like, 40, 50-person sort of presentation in the computer lab. And and when I got home, that cruise ended. It was a week-long cruise. I got home on the voicemail was this gushing, this gushing, excited message that, hey, we loved you. Our passengers loved you. Our staff loved you. You are approved to cruise with us whenever you want. And I said, okay. So that's exactly what I started to do, Tony. That's really the backstory.
So the reason why I always tell that story, because, well, I think it's fascinating, and that someone could sell, you know, not tying class to a bunch of people on a cruise. I'm thinking it must have been a church cruise or something, because no one was at the bar. But the thing of it is you found a niche and you turned it into a product, and then turned it into a workshop, and then, well, since then, and it's been a few years since you've written that book, you have built such a community, and I'm assuming that community started when you wrote that book.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, is I was taking all these cruises, and, of course, I would get the questions from my friends and colleagues, how in the world are you taking this many cruises? And the next question is, how can I do it? Right. And I would tell them, you know, what I was doing. And they were just basically amazed that you could do this. And of course they wanted to do it as well. And I started to, when people asked me, I would start like individually teaching them, right? You do this, you say that. This is what you do here, this is what you do there, et cetera. And that went on for a couple of years, and I got kind of, you know, inundated with requests for me to teach people, and I'm thinking, maybe I should take this knowledge and actually put it into a book, which is exactly what I did. and I think that book came out in 2005, 2004, I don't know the exact date, but here's what hooked me. I wrote the book. First was an ebook, and I designed a ugly site. I mean, an ugly site. I mean, I just, if you actually go back to the Wayback Machine and look at speakerscruisefree.com, you'll see just how ugly it was. I mean, it was really, really bad. In spite of that, I put the sales page up and the buy button on the bottom of this ugly page, and within about 20 minutes, I had my first order. Now, mind you, I hadn't promoted it. I didn't know where that order came from. I didn't know how the order found me. I must have gotten, like, indexed very quickly in whatever the search engine was in those days. But the really, really interesting thing is that that book went on to sell. We raised the price of it to over $97, and we've gone on to sell over $250,000 worth of that book over the years. And then what that taught me, though, it taught me the publishing business, the platform building business, and then it basically launched me this cruise speaker thing. Which, you know, it's been pretty cool. I mean, you know, considering I was able to actually retire from the full-time practice of law in 2004, and that's a very cool thing, because I did not like practicing law. I mean, it was okay, but, you know, what I do now is so much better.
Mm. So let's talk about what you do now, Daniel. You know, I'm a very big advocate of building relationships, you know, to build business. And I believe that the more you help others, well, I personally think Jesus was the original networker, right? He might even have started multi-level marketing. He got 12 to get 12, and it just went on to be a big opportunity. But the thing of it is, we always reap what we sow. And you, my friend, have built community by marketing other people. And, you know, when I started doing my radio show 7 years ago, it was based on the fact is, how could I promote other people to help grow my community? And I looked at what you did, and I think that it's awesome the opportunity you had. Now, I'm on your email list, so I'm always getting different things that you're presenting, not yourself, but for other people. So
mm-hmm.
Way back in the beginning, when you were trying to upgrade a room by bartering something, just trying to be a little crafty, you know, might have been just been see what let's just see what happens type deal, and it came full circle into some opportunity. Now, along that journey, you were smart enough to realize that you could do something with it, but there had to be multiple mistakes made along the way in growing that community. How did you overcome those types of things?
In the growing of the community. So,
yes.
All right. Well, that's a pretty easy answer, actually. The mistakes I have made with growing a community is that I become less focused from time to time on really truly serving the needs of my community. And anytime I've wandered away from that or lost sight of that, because I'm human, I am far from perfect. But anytime I've ever lost sight of that, my business has gone down. Anytime I've sort of taken my eyes off the dollar sign and focused more on how I could better serve the community that I have, my income goes up. So it's pretty, you do it enough, right? And it's sort of like bumper cars, right? You hit the side of a wall enough, you sort of learn where the wall is, right? And then you kind of be able to go without hindrance. So that's one of the things that I've sort of learned. Just always be focused on serving the needs of your community, whatever that community is, whatever niche you are trying to serve. And if you will do that and be cognizant of what you are actually doing for that community, so that you're now, this is the other thing. It's not just paying lip service to that thought, but actually providing the resources and the opportunities for making a real palpable difference in the lives of people in your community. And if you will do that consistently, the sky is the limit. I mean, that's really the basis of lots and lots of major brands that are, you know, multi-billion dollar and, you know, multinational type of brands. And that's, you know, again, super, super basic, but, you know, that's one of the things I would say that's really kind of been the secret of my success.
So you said that you didn't like being a lawyer. Now, to a lot of people, that would be a dream, so they believe, if they could become a lawyer. And when I look at your bio, you have a lot of background in of education, and now it seems that, well, I guess the skills of being a lawyer are helpful to what you do, but as you move forward and look at your path now, going back to senior year in high school, would you have ever thought that this would be the path you've taken?
What an interesting question. So a little backstory. I remember when I was about, I think a junior in high school, I was sitting in, I went to Catholic high school, and I was sitting in religion class, and my religion teacher, and she was asking me among, with the folks in my class, hey, what do you intend to do? Like, kind of flippantly, what are you going to do when you grow up? Kind of a question. And I said, I wanted to be a publisher. And of course that got a bunch of guffaws and laughter from my classmates and from the teacher. And as I sort of reflect on it today, and by the way, the reason why I got a lot of laughs back then was because I was a very poor writer, not a great student, kind of a cut up jokester. So like, oh yeah, right, you're going to do something, right? That was kind of the idea. But as I sort of look back, our publishing business crossed the seven figure a year mark, we're like, doggone, I'm a publisher, this is a very cool thing. And I just remember that even to this day. And I don't know if that's exactly responsive to your question, but that's all I got.
Well, no, I'll tell you why I ask these kind of sometimes even off-the-wall questions. There's a lot of people out there that their first response is, oh, I can never do that, or no, I'm not that good, or, I don't really have an interesting story. And I believe that everyone out there has an incredible story, because if they got to where they are today, they had to get there somehow, and if they're able to look back at it and speak their story, boy, that could just help so many people. I just want people to know that you didn't step out of the house one day and decide, boom, I'm going to do this here, and I'm going to be successful. I mean, it comes with a little bit of work, actually a lot of work, and it comes with giving up a lot of your time and being creative and learning from others. So another question I have for you. I've watched you promote a lot of webinars. I've actually been on the webinars listening to people who do different things. And when I do radio shows, I learn so much. How much of those webinars that you promoted for people gained you more information to gain you more access to growing your business?
Almost every single one of them. Almost
yeah.
Every single one of them. Yeah. We take even if it's just a kernel or a small nugget that you didn't know before, and or a reminder of something that you knew but had forgotten, that can serve to propel your business forward. And it's not just that. It's not just that. It's the relationships that you forge with folks that really can grow into some not only profitable relationships, but just very fulfilling relationships as well. I mean, most of my best friends now are not folks that I knew or I met in the real world, but they're folks that I've over the years met in the virtual world doing what I do now. Not, we get together, in reality, at events and masterminds and whatnot today, but that's not how I met them. And that's the other thing too, that it's always about when I go to form a new relationship or evaluate whether I want to form a new relationship, making sure that whoever that I want to align myself with does in fact align with my values and the way I want to show up in the world. I always will take and see, hey, is this person somebody that I want to do business with long term, right? Because I treat just our relationship, Tony. I treat you and other people that I interact with and promote with and do things with like we're going to be doing business the rest of our business lives together. And therefore, I treat those folks, in that way, with that mindset, with that paradigm in mind, that this is not a one-off type of thing. And I'm not going to tell you that I haven't made mistakes, because I make mistakes daily, almost hourly, I make a mistake. But the fact of the matter is that if you have that sort of mindset going in, it can really serve to sort of frame the relationship, and some just wonderful things have occurred. And I know that my life has been so much richer because of the relationships that I have. And I think that's a huge, huge thing.
Okay. So enough questions about Daniel. And I apologize if I get too deep. I really try to make sure that people out there who follow you get to understand more of who you are, because you are always promoting others. So sometimes it's hard for them to know more about who you are. And, when you're seen on that image, it's like superstar, right? I just want people to know you are a superstar, but you're the same as everybody else, and you have built guardrails on your highway so that when you start bumping in there with the bumper car, where the focus is again. And so you're very much human, and that's what makes you very much successful. And for me, I feel as though you're very approachable. So there are the things I look for. One of the things that you said is you evaluate if you want to build a relationship with someone, and not because you're better or worse than them, just because you don't want to be spending time doing things that aren't going to be productive in the long term for that person. So I think that's good stuff. All right, so I want to talk about what you have going on now. I noted that I put up the link for people to get how to publish your blog to Amazon Kindle platform to create micro membership site. You have so much stuff, man. If they go to your website, to DanielHallPresents.com, there's so much information. What is the newest thing you're working on, and how can people plug into it?
All right, so yeah, thank you for asking the question. So my belief, Tony, is that today, as we sit right now, this is the best time ever in the history of the planet Earth to be an author or a content provider. We have gone into the from the industrial age into the information age, and that's no news there. But what is relatively new is the fact that any one of us, can publish content to promote our business and to help others in what we do in our business. And so one of the things that I've focused on, because I love and because I've seen huge a huge impact with it, not only in my own business, but within the businesses of people that I help, that's to digitally publish their material. And for example, you just mentioned if you go to DanielHallPresents.com/getcode, there is a free, don't even have to opt in, a completely free video tutorial which will teach people exactly step-by-step how to take their blog, and publish it directly to the Kindle platform, And actually, that's a very cool thing, because on the Kindle platform, you make about 35 cents per subscriber per month. And that's why I call it a micro membership site. You don't make a lot of money, but the really cool thing is that now you have additional real estate on it's actually the second largest search engine in the world. That is Amazon.com. So that's a very, very cool thing to have real estate, virtual real estate, on that platform, where again, additional people can find you, find out about you, find out about what you do and what you offer to the community, whatever community you're trying to serve. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that at danielhallpresents.com/getcode.
Well, I already been on that site, downloaded some stuff, but I'm a download junkie. I like to download everything. I sign up for newsletters, and I do opt out of them because sometimes it's not what I thought it was, but I'm a big believer in if you take a chance and learn something, who knows what could happen from it. So, well, is there a new book coming out, Daniel?
Actually, I do have a new book coming out. The Kindle edition is already hit. I just haven't started promoting of it yet. It's called Real Fast Writing, 25 of the hottest, easy-to-implement, under-the-radar strategies you could use now to write more, write better, and write with panache.
Okay. And, you know, today I got an email, and it was, you know, I've authored 3 books. I'm a speaker, and I'm a learner. I'm still in that learning process, right? So when I do my speaking opportunities, I'll do a PowerPoint, and, you know, I'm just never happy with it. I don't seem to get the success that I thought I was going to get. Seems like it takes me a lot of time doing it. So one of the things that I've got today that I was able to sign up for that I thought was really cool, because it's coming at a very good time, was a way to improve my PowerPoint. And I think it was $7. I don't know. It's just crazy. But those types of things that you're always promoting, do you go out and find those people to teach, or do they come and find you?
Oh, that's a great question as well. So, you know, back to this whole philosophy of building relationships with people, what happens is as you do that on a consistent, reliable basis, is you will start to find more and more people that resonate with how you do things, and you resonate with how they do things, and you know that whatever they're doing is really, really good. The really cool thing is that you start building what I call a posse. So these are people that they're the best of the best of the people that you know, and you grow your posse, and it ends up that they're helping you, you help them, and everyone benefits because you have put together a sort of a posse of really the best of the best. And that's the case with the PowerPoint presentation that we have going on tomorrow night, with, you know, which is going to be a full out, really, and you're going to love it, by the way, Tony, because for $7, we're going to cover at least 7 ways, okay, to make money with PowerPoint. And as a matter of fact, if you go to danielhallpresents.com/IPP, that's the place where people can sign up. And if you use that link, that is an affiliate link, my affiliate link. But I also have an additional, and I want to sort of let you know about that as well, Tony, because I know that you invested in that earlier today. You also are going to get, I've got a brand new training, a bonus that's just for my people. In other words, just for the people listening to you in this show right now, where I take folks through and show them 7 ways to build their email list free with nothing but PowerPoint. And then I just added this morning 5 different PowerPoint ebook templates. So you could actually put your ebook directly into the template. And actually write and publish your book with the PowerPoint. So again, the place to go for that is danielhallpresents.com/IPP.
Yeah, and these are the things that I keep telling people to look at, okay? Because, okay, not everything is for everybody, but if you're looking to speak if you're not speaking about your business or if you're not speaking to people, you're not really doing anything to build your business. And when you get up there, some of the things, you know, most PowerPoints are a snooze fest, mine included, okay? They're boring. I've gotten down to where I just put images up because I don't want to have to remember the words that I've written up there. I just tell a story about the image. But I never feel 100% comfortable. So I'm super excited about this opportunity. And like I said, $7, well, you know, I think I saved $3 if I would have went to Starbucks, it would have cost me $10. So
yeah,
it's a great opportunity, and I really, really appreciate those types of things that you do for everyone. One more thing I want to talk about is I've been told that you're coming out with a podcast. And I've been told that the podcast is going to be different than other podcasts. Can we talk about that?
Sure. We're launching a podcast called Real Fast Results at realfastresults.com. And that's going to be coming out in the latter half of May, beginning of June. We don't have the exact launch date calendared on the calendar quite yet. But it's going to be very, very different in that how we're going to approach things. So one of the things about that I've learned with people is that really what they're looking for, at least people in my community, people that I tend to attract, they're looking for results. They're looking for a difference in their business. So this podcast is, instead of being a personality-driven type of podcast where we get on and do interviews, we will do interviews, but that's not going to be the focus. The focus is going to be topical, and it's going to lay out the steps for actually producing the result or the promise that we make in the title of the show, right? So we're going to come on. We'll basically – it's almost going to be like a mini training where, you know, you do this step one, do that step two, do this step three, do this step four, and then you end up with this result, right? And so we're going to be doing that in just that sort of way. And we've got some really great people on the calendar that we're interviewing, including Jack Canfield, by the way, of the co-creator, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul and The Success Principles and a bunch of other great books. Jack's going to be chatting about the mindset required to be a best-selling author, which, you know, is fascinating to me because that's one of my goals. I want to be a New York Times bestselling author. I have not hit that yet. I've not done it. I mean, I could have done it, but I want to do it bona fide. I want to do it the right way, not the way some people do it. We're gonna do that as well. And then the other thing that's different about realfastresults.com is we are going to give we're going to focus on the audience. In other words, we're going to have folks that we're going to make an invitation so that when you've listened to a show and you've applied the, you know, whatever the particular process is, we're going to then give folks the opportunity to tell us about it, what happened, and then we're going to promote and feature that person in an upcoming podcast as sort of a follow-up. You know, because a lot of podcasts these days they will exalt the host, right? They'll publish their income statements and all that sort of thing, especially in the business business category. I'm not about that. I mean, because people hear they hear you, right, and they say, oh well, he's Daniel. He's special. He could do this. I couldn't do it. And see, that's not what I want them to think. I want people to hear other people that are, that they could relate to, then they say, oh, if that person could do it, I surely can do it. Okay, that's another innovation I'm bringing to these podcasts.
I love it. I've been working with people to create their own radio shows or since podcasts has come available now the last 5-6 years, it's gaining more speed, which, you know, internet radio shows a podcast 30 seconds after it hangs up. But what I like about it is that you're taking what you do daily and you're taken it to another platform, and you're able to share your message even wider now with people. And what I like about it the most is it cuts down my travel. So I'm able to do these things and connect with people and not have to leave anywhere and still build a community, not only in the States, but around the world. Did you know that over 140 million people listen to downloads a month between internet radio and podcast? 140 million.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah. So we're getting close to the end here, Danny. What I'd like to do is allow you to share some nuggets. I believe I have this right. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I know that you are looking to connect with authors and speakers all the time. How can they do that? What is it that you have coming up? I posted the event for tomorrow so people can sign up on that on social media as well. But how can they connect with you? How can they tune in? Do you do coaching? All those types of things. Just take a few minutes and tell us, you know, what's in that little arena of opportunity.
Sure. So yeah, I love to know how my students are doing. So the first sort of step to enter the world is to go to danielhallpresents.com/getcode. And there is an opportunity there to jump onto my email list. You don't have to do that to get to the blog to Kindle training. That's already at the top of the page. But there's a place below there where you can get on the list and get another 10 trainings that are excellent, by the way. I spent a lot of time developing them. Free, by the way, that's free as well. So that's the first thing. And then the other thing, too, is I have a closed private Facebook group on Facebook. And if you just searched Daniel Hall Tips, Deals, and Announcements on Facebook and ask to join that, I will let you in. And that's another place where you can have essentially direct access to me.
Awesome. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here, sir.
Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry. All right. So say the Facebook page again. Daniel Hall.
Daniel Hall. Yep. Deals, Tips, and Announcements.
Deals, Tips, and Announcements. All right. Very good. Well, Daniel, man, I can't tell you how thankful I am that you took time out to spend with us here today on the show. I'm looking forward to following your podcast. Everything that we've talked about, folks, if you're listening to the show now or later, you'll find it on Tough Talk Radio Network or on Tony Gambone's Facebook page, all the information there. So it saves you the trouble. All you have to do is click to it, okay? There's a lot of different things there. Daniel, I hope to meet you face to face soon. I know that we're within hours of each other, and I know that you're in Austin a lot, and I'm in Austin a lot. So I hope to be able to grab a cup of coffee with you and learn more how I can be helpful to promoting what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Tony. I really, really do value it, and I would love to connect with you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and once again, Daniel, thank you so much for your time today. I hope that everyone will take the opportunity to go to danielhallpresents.com. If you get confused, just type in Daniel Hall on Google, and you'll see everything come up there, okay? Once again, Daniel, thank you. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and what an incredible interview with Daniel Hall. I am super excited about this opportunity that I have had today. I've been waiting a while because when I read his book the first time out, Speaking Cruise for Free, I was really impressed. And one of the things I just want to tell you, you know, as he talked about that book opening up doors to him that created so much opportunity, when I read that book, it made me start to think. So maybe that's where you need to start is with that book, right? Or maybe you just need to connect with Daniel Hall and understand that there's so much that you can do as long as you take one step forward and bring the other foot forward too. We know that one step forward is an important step, but you will be unbalanced unless you take that second step to plant your feet permanently on the ground. Take advantage of Daniel Hall's opportunities by going to danielhallpresents.com. And I'm telling you, folks, I put it on Facebook. Make sure that you go to the link to sign up for tomorrow's webinar. You're going to learn a whole bunch. If you're a speaker or an author, if you're an author, you need to be a speaker. And if you're a speaker, you need to be an author. This is an opportunity for you to gain access, if anything, just to learn what Daniel Hall brings. So, my name is Tony Gambone. We look forward to having you join us every Wednesday from 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time here on Workshop Wednesdays on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're looking to be a guest, hey, just go to workshop-wednesdays.com and let us help share what you're doing. Once again, big thanks to Daniel Hall, and I hope everyone has a blessed weekend. To people in Houston, prayers are going out to you. Thank you.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.